Project Paperclip quickly came under the control of an old boy network encompassing members of the globalists centered in the Council on Foreign Relations. After its inception, Paperclip was run by the Intelligence Division of the U.S. Army's European Command, directed by Robert Walsh, operating out of Berlin. The Paperclip office operated out of the Intelligence Division's headquarters in Heidelberg under Deputy Director Colonel Robert Schau, who would become Assistant Director of the CIA in 1949 and Assistant Chief of Staff for Intelligence in 1956, Hunt wrote in Secret Agenda. She added that officers of the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency, JIOA, who managed Project Paperclip, soon began receiving security reports from Schau's office regarding the Germans recruited into the program. All reports on these men had been altered from a determination of ardent Nazi to read not an ardent Nazi. After assuming the directorship of the newly created CIA, Alan Dulles, who, as attorney for the Schroeder Bank, had brokered the deals allowing Hitler's rise to power, assumed control over Project Paperclip, and increased the flow of National Socialists into the United States. After former Nazi spymaster General Reinhard Gehlen met with the CIA director Dulles and offered to turn over his extensive spy network to the CIA in exchange for non-prosecution of their Nazi pasts, the scientists' dossiers were rewritten to eliminate incriminating evidence of their work for the Nazis. For over 40 years, Paperclip's dark secrets lay safely hidden in cover-ups, lies, and deceit, stated Hunt. Hunt uncovered documents showing that even Wernher von Braun, who in 1947 had been described as a potential security threat by the military governor, was reassessed only months later in a report stating he may not constitute a security threat to the U.S. Likewise, von Braun's brother, Magnus, who had been declared a dangerous German Nazi by counterintelligence officers, was brought to America and his pro-Nazi record expunged. The effects of the cover-up involved far more than merely whitewashing the information in the dossiers, noted Hunt. Serious allegations of crimes not only were expunged from the records, but were never even investigated. In a 1985 exposé in the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, Hunt wrote that she had examined more than 130 reports on Project Paperclip subjects, and every one had been changed to eliminate the security threat classification.